Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God loves
me. But I bathed in the mire, submerged myself in the decay of the world, making bad decisions over and over again, drenching my pillow with tears again, thinking the void could be filled by a man, a man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hands, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives, so my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me, yeah, the way that God loves me, the way that God loves me, why do I keep doing this to myself, giving my heart to someone else? Who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
I can rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down, shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else, speak life to a situation, release my brother, my sister from a state of depression. Cause you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Why do I doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me. The way that God loves me, the way that God loves me,
Good morning, each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me here for another segment of the Sunday Morning Inspiration. I am your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediator and Realist, the Shero at your Ground Zero. Today is all about a tank full of thankful. But as always, before we get started, let's get in our favorite spots. Lie back, sit back, eyes closed. Time for our breathing exercises. We're going to inhale the positively charged, clean, beautiful, crisp air, and then we're going to exhale all of that negativity that we have been keeping within our bowels, within our soul, that's ruining our spirit. So I'll give you a few moments to get prepared, and then we will get started. So, okay, by now, for those of you who may be new to the show, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome wherever you are in this world. I have been blessed enough. That's one of the things that's in my tankful of thankfuls. I have been blessed to have been able to reach the world with my programs. And I am so delighted to welcome you from wherever you are on this planet. Thank you so much for being here. Welcome to our guests in the chat room. Welcome to our guests listening over on social media sites, the Relationship Recovery Group on Google Plus, all of our groups over on Facebook. Wow. Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement, of course, the Sunday Morning Inspiration Group, and, of course, the Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio Group on Facebook as well. Welcome, 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 family, because you are my family. You know, DNA does not dictate who and who is not your family. How they make you feel when they support you, love you unconditionally, these are people who are your family. So welcome, family, to another beautiful day. So let's get started with our breathing exercises. You ready? Let's go. Inhale. Now exhale slowly. Remember, eyes closed, lying back, or sitting. Inhale. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. And I want you to continue your breathing as we start today's lesson. This is just a few moments that we have before each of you returns to your very busy day. And for some of you who are blessed enough to have absolutely nothing to do today, enjoy it. If all you're going to do is to go to your house of worship, come home, cook dinner, spend family time, amen to that. Amen to that. Let's be thankful for that. You know, all I can say is, wow, God has been moving me in so many positive directions lately. And no, I'm not where I want to be personally, but I am where God needs me to be. For that, I am very thankful. So let me tell you this. If you're listening to my show and or reading the words on the screen, if you're joining me online, you have reason to be thankful too. Never, ever, ever allow your troubles to outweigh your blessings. God can fix and do anything. We just need to let him know how appreciated his blessings and grace is. He can do anything. Don't believe me? As always, let's go to this week's inspirations. We have a few coming from Ephesians, Psalms, and 1 Thessalonians. So we're going to start with 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Let me say this again. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Psalm 107:1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. And Ephesians 5:20, give thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you got up this morning, be thankful. If you made it through last week without any major problems because you're still standing, you still have food on the table, you still have a roof, times may be hard, but guess what? Today is another day for you to move forward. You're not where you were. You're on your way to your new destiny. Be thankful. Fill that tank full of thankful. I can sit up here like I said, yes, I want to be where I used to be and beyond. But where I used to be, I had the money, I had the funds, but I was in such an unhappy place with unsurly people, with people who were Satan's minions. So in essence, I had nothing. And God had to knock me down back to ground zero in order for me to realize that I wasn't the shero. He is my hero. Amen. As many of you know, for those of you who are new to the program, I have segments where I get quiet because I want you to have that time to digest what I just said. I want you to listen. I want you to reflect. I don't just want you to hear my words. I want you to listen to the message that God is sending you through me. And then I want you to apply it to your life. Let me tell you how Satan is busy. I had my plans. I was up last night. I had gone to a red carpet movie premiere for a movie called What Love Will Make You Do. It's a Christian-based movie. If you get a chance to see it, I would recommend that you do so. Beautiful cast, beautiful people, beautiful socializing, beautiful all the way around. Special shout out to Darren Hansen. He was an absolute joy to converse with, to be in the company of. He was an absolute joy, and he's one of the lead actors in the movie. Such a wonderful person, wonderful, wonderful person. Beautiful group of people. Many props to Lisa Haynes. She did a wonderful job producing this movie. Check it out. What Love Will Make You Do. If you have a chance to see it, get a copy, I recommend you do so. Beautiful movie. A lot of twists, a lot of unexpected things happened in it. So I'll tell you now, great movie, great movie, great premiere. I wish Lisa and the cast nothing but the absolute success and many blessings. So I said, back to our topic, so I said, I'm going to be tired, Lord, you know, and I don't want to do a show today. I'll just pick up fresh next week because I'm being moved in so many directions. Sometimes I'm just tired. Well, as it turns out, I've been up since, oh my gosh, 3 o'clock this morning or something, tossing, turning, watching shows, doing this and around, I guess around 6:50 or so, I said, you know what, I'm going to do a show today. And, you know, Satan was like, no, it's getting kind of late. I was like, you know what, please go. I don't have time today. I'm not up for you today. Just go. I'm going to do a show today. And, you know, the last couple of weeks, there have been major technical difficulties when I've tried to get on the show and to get this together. And guess what? Today, it has gone off without a hitch. Amen. I'm enjoying my tank full of thankful. When I speak about that tank full of thankful, don't expect it to be all major things. You know, last Saturday, I did the Gathering Place show with Deacon Thomas Farr. We were speaking about Christian singles, and I will be doing a show on that shortly myself, both on my Healing Through Hurt iTalk radio show, as well as this, the Sunday Morning Inspiration. So be looking forward to those in the near future. So I've done a red carpet movie premiere. I've been a guest speaker on a television show. I am doing so many things. What do you have to put in or add to your thankful of thankful? Yes, try to say that a couple times. Did you get a new job? Do you have an interview coming up? Did you get a promotion? You know, it's the end of the fiscal year for many places. Did you get a promotion? Did you get a raise? Did you wake up this morning? Can you walk, talk, breathe on your own? Are you in your right mind? Put that in your thankful of thankful. This is the year of Thanksgiving. I'm thankful all year round. But they really turn it up in the month of November for Thanksgiving. Were your prayers answered? A special shout out last week as well to Angel Woods. I want to say a special thank you and many blessings to you as well, sis. I pray you enough to continue to move in your purpose. She has a program for sickle cell. You all should check her out. You want to know more information? Contact me through my website, www.cmariawall.com. I will be sure to put you in contact with Angel Woods about her program. Oh, my goodness. It has been so wonderful. So many things are happening. As they come to fruition, I will be sharing them with you. All I had to do was let go and let God. And he started to send these blessings. I finally started to speak my story in detail to some family members who, as far as I know, were never judgmental of me based on information they received from others. It felt good to be able to let it out, to be able to let them know. And I've had so many people behind the scenes who have been encouraging me and helping me to make it to this point where I can face the same people who have hurt me over and over again, judging me based on what they think they know. I am so thankful to the good Lord for giving me the strength and the wisdom that I need to move forward. I thank him. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I have a tank full of thankful. Even if the tank is on empty, I have a tank full of thankful because guess what? God is going to let me walk around the house if I'm a little bit broke. He's going to let me walk around the house and find enough money to put a couple dollars in that tank. He's going to find a way. He's going to show me how to find a way to get what I need at that particular moment. Not what I want. Notice I didn't say what I wanted. I said what I am in need of. Never forget your tank full of thankful. And if your tank is three quarters full, you need to be a little more thankful. Every single day that you wake up, every single day that you have a good night's sleep, every day that you can have some food in your belly, a roof over your head, clothes on your back, you need to be thankful. No matter your age, you need to be thankful. You have young children, grandchildren. Teach them at a young age how to be thankful. We should never walk around without a tank full of thankful. Some people say, well, you don't understand. I come from a broken home. My daddy left me. My mama ain't around. You have a parent. You have somebody who loves you. If that's your scenario, one is better than none. Amen. Thankful or thankful. You talk about, well, I can't do this and I can't do that and I can't afford this and I can't afford that. If you come to me and your hair's done, your nails are done, you're wearing the latest fashion, and you're telling me to pray for you about what you can't afford, you're thankful or thankful comes and you realigning your priorities. You have your tank full of thankful. You just need to realign your priorities. Some of the people that have some of the most invasive illnesses that I know are some of the happiest people. I don't feel well most days, but guess what? I put on that smile that some people tell me is priceless. It helps me to feel better. So if you're under the weather, if you're going through some type of illness or sickness, stay positive. Keep up. Stay positive and keep up. It does help, even if it's a small amount. Help is help. Make sure that your tank stays full of your personal thankful at all times. Make sure that you keep a tank full of thankful. I want to thank you for joining me here today. As always, you're such a blessing to me. And before we go, I would love to do what I always do and pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn the frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. Keep your tank full of your thankful. If you'd like to get involved with the foundation, make a donation, or just give words of encouragement, you can do that through my website, www.cmariawald.com. There's links there to the foundation website, to my book site, and more. There's places there for you to donate. And by the way, your donations are tax deductible to the fullest extent of current law. So I want to thank each and every one of you for being here again this Sunday. I am preparing for worship service after this show ends. Go through your day with a smile. Find something to be thankful. Contribute to your thanks, to your tankful. Here I am again messing this up. You got to love live shows, and you know that I'm human, amen? So, continue to fill your soul. Have that tank full of thankful each and every day. Even at your last breath, you can still be giving praise for your tank full of thankful. Oh my goodness, my beautiful, beautiful ones. Spread your beautiful wings and fly, my beautiful butterflies. I know what it's like to lose everything. Faith, forgiveness, and 4 cents. I had placed a bunch of envelopes with my stories in them throughout little secret places when I was still married to my abuser. But the last one I found had just 4 cents. 1, 2, 3, 4. So faith, forgiveness, and 4 cents. What he couldn't take, he destroyed. So God gave me a way to start rebuilding. I'm still working on this home to make it a healing house where people can come just to find peace just for a little while. So if you'd like to contribute towards our fund, or if you have some type of a trade or expertise, let us know. And if you are an employer, you're looking for great employees, please contact me. I have a lot of people who are looking for work. A lot of people are looking for work right now. So please contact me. through my website, www.cmariawall.com, or give me a call, 202-618-2556. Let me know who you are looking for, especially in the Maryland, Virginia, D.C. areas. I have great people who have come upon their roadblocks in life. You want great workers? Contact me so I can introduce you. If it works out, what a blessing. If it doesn't, I wish everyone well and thank you for at least giving people the opportunity to prove themselves. So as always, I pray each and every one of you enough. And just remember to continue to pay it and pray it forward. So until next time, I'm C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Shiro, at your ground zero, reaching out my hand to grab yours so that we can walk this journey together. I try each and every moment of every day to walk my talk. I will help those who are ready to be helped. If you keep contacting me week after week after week with the same stories, that's letting me know that either you think that I am not aware or that I don't know, and it also tells me that you're not ready to grow. So you need to look at your tank full of thankful. And if it's three quarters full, you're not ready. You need to look at your life and be thankful for everything in your life, everything going on, every blessing. If it's nothing more than you waking up this morning, you need to be thankful. So today our lesson was a tank full of thankful. And as always, continue to pay it and pray it forward. I'm C. Maria Wall. I will see you back here soon. Have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday and beyond.